At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A warm up from Evo. Welcome to Love Me Las Vegas for Gus Kissing with myself, Greg Eames Peterson, now part of the Beats and Family podcast. We've got a great podcast for you as we're going to be joined in segment number two by one of our good friends, Tristan Freeman, who does amazing work at Bustin' Brackets. We're going to be evaluating the national title game from every aspect humanly possible, trying to find you guys as many edges, just as much of a tail of the tape as humanly possible, and what this NCAA tournament does say about college basketball moving forward, because I know that Tristan is one of the most trustworthy people that joins me on this podcast during the offseason, taking a look at everything that goes on, and just sort of a sign of the times when it comes to the sport of college basketball. So we're going to be talking about that with him in segment number two. In the final segment, going to give you guys my picks and analysis on the national title game as we do hit some bank shots. If you listened to the podcast yesterday, I will inform you, really no changes with regards to my handicap. I've done a little bit more research on it, trying to take a look at just some aspects that maybe I didn't hit upon yesterday for this national title game, and I will be relaying those to you in the final segment. If you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @Junin_81. Keep in mind, letter ZM, the name does not matter. As per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way, that is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like here on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not get in any Twitter questions today other than, will this podcast be going away after the national title game? And the answer is heck no, because with 363 D1 teams, and I believe that there's going to be a few other teams that are going to be going up to the D1 level relatively soon as well. It is really a 365-day-a-year job. I'm going to be taking a look at all these coaching moves. I'm going to be doing a conference preview podcast like I do every offseason for every one of these conferences as well. Who knew that we would be previewing a Final Four team when we did the Conference USA preview earlier this year as well, which I actually did while I was in Hawaii. So we've got a lot going on there, but I will be sticking with it and just relaying with you guys some of the news and notes of college basketball. I will be hitting all upon the national title game here in segments number two and number three, but do want to relay with you just some of the news for those of you guys who are sickos of college basketball. Will serve like the 2 to 3 minutes of news that we saw in college basketball on Sunday, and that Eddie Lampkin, he is a highly touted transfer, and he has decided that he's going to be going to Colorado. Big gift for them as a Pac-12. They look to get back to the Final Four themselves. He was able to average 6 points, 5 boards, was very solid down low for TCU this last season. I know that a lot of people were very curious as to where he was going to be going. Isaiah Swoop, this is a good pickup for Indiana State. He has decided that he is going to be going from Southern Indiana, and he's going to be staying in state. He is going to be going to become a Sycamore over at Indiana State. Last year, it was an all-OVC performer, started darn near every game for Southern Indiana, was able to shoot 42.5% from three with 15.5 points, 3.5 assists, steal and a half per contest. He's going to fit in really well with that system. We did see Jake Boggs decide that he is going to be bogged down with going into the transfer portal, as he just has never been able to blossom since he was at UNC Wilmington, was a starter during the 2020-21 season at 10 points, 4 boards over there, and did shoot 44% from three-point range in 2 years at South Florida. And South Florida going through a coaching change with Amir Abdul-Rahim coming in from Kennesaw State Goelos. He has decided that he is going to be going elsewhere. You also saw Darius Hughes decide that he is going to be going elsewhere, and he is going to be entering into the transfer portal. Just was never able to bust onto the scene at Wagner after last year at Omaha during the 2021-22 season. Did have 9 points, 4 boards, so he's someone that is going to be sought after in the transfer portal. And Anthony Delaroso, he was a part of the bunch for Campbell last season that very nearly was able to make the NCAA tournament. He was a big part of that team, 12.5 points, 6 boards, shot about 32% from 3-point range as a 6'6" combo player. He's in the transfer portal, so we're going to be keeping you guys up to date with everything like that, all the coaching moves here in the offseason. So Cuscuz Hoops will still be operating. It's just pivoting in a little bit of a different direction until we get games going on. And as I always say, bets that are won during the NCAA tournament, during the season, is done through great prep work. So I will be preparing you guys for the 2023-24 season. I know that Tristan Freeman does a great job with that as well. I'm coming up next. Before we have those offseason chats with Tristan, we're going to be breaking down the national title game with him next, right here on Cuscuz Hoops with myself, Craig Eames Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to become a winning sports bettor? Schedule a call with SBIA to find out how their service can make you a long-term winning player. They've developed an innovative algorithm that maximizes units return, and they are so confident in their system that they offer a money-back guarantee. Sign up by October 31st and get their MBA package at no cost until they reach 10 net units. They treat sports betting like a business. So if you want to learn how to make your sports betting dreams a reality, visit them at SBIA1.com and check them out on social media at SBIA Sports.
Las Vegas for Cuscuz Hoops with myself, Dragon Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and always great to be joined by this man. It's Tristan Freeman, does absolutely tremendous work over at Bussin' Brackets as a part of FanSided. It's college basketball coverage. This man is based out in the great state of Pennsylvania, more specifically Pittsburgh, taking a look at the great game of college basketball, as Tristan has done a great job all season long taking a look at this great game. And he, much like myself, does not take a break right when the nets are cut down. On Monday, he is going to be looking forward to 2023-24 and beyond. And
to be able to follow Tristan on Twitter. That is at HoopsNut351 all together. And Tristan, always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Greg. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, my friend. And Tristan, we've got ourselves San Diego State versus UConn in the national championship game. And I do find it to be a very interesting ordeal because what I think is just a little bit more of a sign of the times with college basketball is that both of these teams utilize the transfer portal, but they didn't utilize it to be able to get like big splashy headline guys that are going to be like their top scorer. Now, Matt Bradley is the top scorer of San Diego State, but this is year number two in the system for him. It's not like this was year number one plug and play. Really, their main guy was Micah Parrish and Darion Trammell with that regard. Meanwhile, UConn, they pick up a number three scorer in Tristan Noon, who's been able to help them out. But I find that with utilizing the transfer portal, having these guys in the system for multiple years is truly what's working. And I think that the question that coaches should be asking when utilizing the transfer portal is, all right, am I not just able to get a guy for 1 year to be able to have a big season, but am I able to keep them in the system for multiple years to gain chemistry with his other teammates?
The goal for a transfer portal ultimately is to fill in the missing holes of a team that already is pretty good. You know, UConn had Sonogo and they had Hawkins and Andre Jackson, but they just needed a few more guards, and they got that with Newton and Calcaterra and Naheem Malim. And then San Diego State had Matt Bradley, they had Nathan Mensah. They just need another playmaking guard and got that in Darion Trammell, and is able to fill out the bench with Lede and Parrish. So that's why they were able to be so successful. You don't necessarily want to build your whole team through the portal because some of the pieces might not work. And I think we saw that with Illinois this year, who was hoping to swing a couple of home runs. It didn't necessarily work out that well. So the goal is to utilize the portal to your advantage, but not necessarily rely on it completely, because there's always going to be winners and losers in that regard.
Yep, there is always going to be winners and losers. And I also find it very interesting that the two teams that have made it to this national title game, they are very much defense-oriented teams. Actually, UConn, they're just a really well-rounded team. Let's call it what it is. But they still do have one of the most dominant defenses in all of college basketball, top team in the country in rebound rate away from home. And I feel like as much as we talk about offense, as much as we look at that great Miami run with them being able to generate offense, I do think that at the end of the day, it still is a league where you've got to be able to play defense when it all counts. And I think that that is shown through once again here in the NCAA tournament, that the teams that play defense, they always do get rewarded in March.
It's guard play and defense. And these are two of the more experienced teams in the backcourt. And also, like you said, two capable defensive teams. UConn can always score, which has helped them be in blowouts. San Diego State's defense, which allowed them to stay in games against Alabama and Creighton. And also, even when they were down 14 to FAU in the second half, they never faltered. They knew that they could get some stops and get right back in the game, and that's what ultimately happened. And the fact that they trusted their team to get a stop with 6 seconds to go and still find a way to get the game-winning basket is really a great indication of how experienced they were not to blow it in literally the ultimate moment for their program.
I agree, and I think that it's going to be very fascinating to see what we get on Monday as Tristan Freeman over at Boston Brackets is joining me on the podcast, because I did mention it at UConn. They are by far the more well-rounded team in this spot. I don't think that that's really debatable. I think the big question is, can San Diego State do enough on defense, and can they impose their style enough, because it is a much more slow style than that of UConn, for them to be able to hold in there? Because we have seen San Diego State just be able to guard the arc all tournament long, really sans that game against Florida Atlantic. That has been their calling card along with offensive rebounding. And I do think that with San Diego State, if there is one thing that really plays their advantage here, it's what's been carrying them through the tournament. The fact that they are able to go nine deep with nine different guys that give them at least 16 minutes, which means that if one look that they're giving to UConn is not working, they're able to shift things over and see if a next look might be able to fare a little bit better.
UConn, they not only have just an elite bench with their starters, but I mean, there's a case we make that their best player overall, long-term, might be Donovan Clingan, who I think obviously Sonogo's the guy, but Clingan, if he comes back, he's going to be on national player of the year watches. And just having that kind of breakout player who can change the game, because the way he alters defenses off the bench has been absolutely amazing. It's affected all the guards. So even when it's 15 minutes, he's incredibly impactful. And those are the kind of players that can get you over the hump, because there's truly no step back when you go off the bench from Sonogo, who has played like one of the 10 best players in the country.
Yeah, Adama Sanogo, he does make things a go-go. And what do you think will be the best hope for San Diego State to be able to just stay with these big men of Sanogo along Klingon? Because Nathan Menza is someone that I've been very impressed with, but his offensive game, it always does leave a little bit of something to be desired. He's hit a few jumpers here in the NCAA tournament, but I think the big thing for San Diego State is finding out who's able to match up with Sanogo the best, because out of all the teams that UConn has faced here in the NCAA tournament, the depth of big men that San Diego State probably is the best of all six teams they will have faced.
Yeah, I mean, Sanogo dominated against Norchad Omir, who's smaller. He did great against Timmy, who's not a great defender and obviously in foul trouble as well. And then before that, there was Mitt Majors in an Arkansas team who didn't really have offensive threats. San Diego State, they match up well because they can defend everywhere. So as long as Mensah doesn't get in foul trouble, he can handle Sanogo by himself. And that's the goal, because it's going to be all hands on deck to deal with Jordan Hawkins. And San Diego State, their goal is just to simply muck it up. So UConn struggles at first, and they can't really get a lead, really show that, hey, this game's over, like they sort of did against Gonzaga and Miami. Then this is going to be a confident San Diego State team that can absolutely win it at the end. So I think the first 10-15 minutes could ultimately decide it. If UConn has a lead and it's pretty clear that they're the best team, then eventually they'll do what they did in the first five games and go away with it. But if it's close and the Aztecs have a lead and they feel, and the guards feel fairly comfortable, then this one can truly go down to the wire.
I do think that this is going to be a little bit of a closer game than the Vegas line would expect. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Tristan Freeman. He does great work over at Boston Brackets. And I do recognize that UConn has been a bulldozer throughout the tournament. But right now out here in Las Vegas, I'm seeing UConn as a 7.5-point favorite. I'm not sure about you, but this feels too demonstrative. I certainly do give UConn the edge. UConn, they've got a tremendous defense. I mentioned it. They're the more well-rounded team, but San Diego State has allowed 64 points or fewer in 9 out of the last 10 games, and I do think the one thing that San Diego State will do is I think that they're going to be capable of getting their tempo in this game. I do think that they're going to slow it down to where they do give themselves, at the very minimum, a shot at the end. I don't know if they'll be able to take advantage of that shot, but I think that they'll give themselves a chance to be within shouting distance in the final minute or two.
Yeah, looking at San Diego State throughout the year, they've only had one game in which they gotten blown out, and that was to Arizona. Now, Arizona's front court with Tabellis and Sanogo, that was a problem, and you can argue that UConn's front court with Sanogo and Caravan could be just as big of an issue, although in that game, it was the guards that went off for Arizona with Creasa and Ramey going for 20-plus. So as long as San Diego State can just hold Hawkins and Tristan Newton to their averages or below, they should be in the game, and the Aztecs are going to be a hard team to blow out. To expect it to be a double-digit game is probably a little too much, but around 7, I can understand simply just because of how dominant UConn's been. They haven't even had a competitive final 15 minutes in any of the games.
Yep, I think so as well. And when it comes to this UConn team, I do think that at the end, they are going to be able to cut down the nets, as Tristan Freeman, who does great work over at Boston Brackets, is joining me on the podcast. And Tristan, I do think what is so interesting about this game as well is taking a look at the coaching advantage. And I've always been saying this about coaches. They're much like players in that you can have a coach maybe not be the world's greatest starting out, but they can turn a corner much like players. And I feel like Danny Hurley has been able to do that with this UConn team. I'm not sure what you've been thinking about Danny Hurley, this UConn team as a whole, but I feel like he has turned the corner as a coach. He has been able to press all the right buttons. And for those that were just completely out on him as a coach, maybe they want to rethink things a little bit, because I've been very impressed by what he's been doing ever since the team really hit that rut in January.
You know, I've always been a fan of Hurley as a coach. I mean, he immediately turned UConn around into an instant contender in the Big East. That's something that you can't take away from him. I think his antics at times are sort of taken away from the success he has, but he's calmed down quite a bit, although you could argue that he's had nothing to really complain about in March. It's good that, assuming he wins, that he's going to get his credit. And, you know, having a national championship automatically changes your perception, because you look at someone like Scott Drew, who went from constant underachiever in March to now one of the 4 or 5 best coaches in the games on the consensus basis.
Yeah, I think that Danny Hurley has really been able to do a nice job. And what do you see for the college game moving forward after everything that we did see in the NCAA tournament? Because the Nets are going to be cut down on Monday. It's kind of what it is. Hayes in the barn pretty much for the entirety of this college basketball season. We've got the final game left, and it is going to be, in my opinion, a good one between San Diego State and UConn, but I know you do as good of a job of anyone as following everything that happens in the college basketball world during the offseason, and I think that the transfer portal is going to continue to expand, and right now I feel like the coaching carousel has gotten going earlier than ever before, because any team that wasn't in the Sweet 16, any team that wasn't competing these last 2 weeks, they're already building up for the 2023-24 season.
You have to know who your coach is so you can get your moves made ready. I mean, Texas Tech was the team that had to wait the latest because their favorite option won the NIT in Grant McCaslin. So you have to know what you're doing, because once the portal opens after Selection Sunday, teams are getting ready for the following year. So I think not only are the coaching carousel getting early, but roster building itself is going to get early. And by the end of April, I think there's a good chance you'll have 90% of rosters set to go, with another 10% being decided after the NBA draft and the last of the free agents.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting offseason. I do think that it's going to be a great game. And Tristan, out of all the guys that are going to be competing in the national title game, we all know the big names. Is there maybe a guy or two that could be a little bit of an under-the-radar guy that you could see having a big impact on this game, whether it be to the positive or the negative? Because we were just talking about it, trying to guard Adama Sanogo for UConn. I think that Nathan Menza, he does have a little bit of the game in his hands, because if he does a good job against Sanogo, that could give San Diego State a realistic chance of being able to win this game. He's really my little bit of a key to the game, whether that be to the positive or the negative of San Diego State. Who might you think might have a little bit of an impact that's maybe not that top scorer for either of these respective teams?
The duo of Lamont Butler, who hit the game-winning shot against Florida Atlantic, and Micah Parrish are going to be key, because UConn's defense has been great in the tournament. As great as their offense has been, so is their defense. And you're going to need someone on the Aztecs to hit shots. All right, Matt Bradley broke out of his slump on Saturday, but you're going to need more than just him and Tramell making shots, because UConn's going to put pressure on them. And if you're the Aztecs and you want to avoid going down 6 to 10 points, you're going to have to find offense elsewhere. It's going to be those guys. As far as UConn goes, the Aztecs defense is going to be very tough to get easy baskets. And if you have a Joey Calcaterra, him making a couple of threes alone will just stretch things out and make it easier for the others. Because if San Diego State can really get their claws on you and make it hard for you to get any kind of offense, now all of a sudden they can end up being Jordan Hawkins or bust. And that's not a position you necessarily want to be in.
Yeah, I do agree with you there. It's going to be a great national title game, and it is going to be just a lot of fun to see what happens this offseason. And as well as Tristan, you've done a great job of covering college basketball all season long. I know you're going to be watching what happens on Monday, but I know your attention has already turned to what we're going to be getting with Pittsburgh, the ACC, what have you, during the 2023-24 season and beyond. Love the good people at home know it's all on tap for you, and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms, as I know you're sort of turning the page at this point as well.
Yeah, you can find me at Hoopsnut351. You can also check out at Bustin' Brackets, the website and Twitter handle, for the latest stories in all college basketball. Look out for our own Way Too Early Top 25 Power Rankings. That will be set to come out Tuesday morning after the title game.
Tristan does absolutely amazing work taking a look at the great game of college basketball. The Way Too Early Top 25 season, it is on, and I know that Tristan is going to be doing a great job taking a look at everything that we're going to be getting this offseason, turning it forward to the 2023-24 season, and it is always a pleasure to get him aboard. A big thanks to Tristan for joining me on Coast to Coast. He's now part of the VSIN Family Podcast, and coming up next, last game of the year. Can't hold anything back. It is a national title game, and I'm going to give you guys picks and analysis on the San Diego State versus UConn game as we hit some bank shots.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Las Vegas. With myself, Dougie Peterson, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. Always great to get our good friend Tristan Freeman over at Bustin' Bracket Support. He does an amazing job taking a look at the game of college basketball. He's going to be following this all throughout the offseason, much like myself. It is always a pleasure to get him aboard. A big thanks to Tristan for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast. I give you guys my picks and analysis for Monday's national title game as we hit some bank shots.
Most financial establishments close at a certain time, but not here. It is time for a side and total on every game on today's betting board bank shots.
If for some reason we've got any changes, those will be listed up on my Twitter feed at @Janet_D1 and easy to go in Las Vegas rotation order when you've got one game. 7-11, sub 12, it's UConn, it's San Diego State out there in Houston, Texas at NRG Stadium. UConn, a 7.5-point favorite. pretty much across the board. Pretty much across the board. The total is 132.5, and my DK Nation write-up is going to be on the side. I'm going to take San Diego State getting 7.5 points. I do feel like, as we were talking about with Justin Perry on the show yesterday, this is a little bit overreactionary on UConn. And UConn, they've been able to bury a lot of opponents. They've won every game in the NCAA tournament by double figures, but I think that San Diego State is able to get their slow, grimy style. San Diego State outside the top 250 in terms of total possessions per game, and both of these teams sound on defense. UConn, 12th in the country in terms of points allowed on a per-possession basis. San Diego State, 16th, and both of these teams have different fortes. The Huskies lead the country in rebound rate in games played away from home. San Diego State, 3rd in the country in opponent's three-point shooting percentage, but the reason why that three-point shooting percentage stat is so big is that UConn does rely more upon the three-ball than I think a lot of people realize. They get 36.8% of their points away from home from made threes. That is the 37th highest mark among 363 D1 teams. And if you are going to take down UConn, you're probably going to need them to beat themselves. I think that San Diego State, with the way that they play very smart, they play in control, they are able to induce that. UConn, 262nd in the country in turnovers per possession on games away from home, and they come in a foul on 23.9% of their possessions when they are away from home. That's 277th in the country. The Aztecs, they get to the free throw line quite a bit, 64th in the country, and free throws made per possession, so that's big. And each other top five scorers, they do shoot at least 72.3% of the free throw line. San Diego State has one guy that's currently averaging double figures in Matt Bradley, who was a little bit of a no-show in the Sweet 16 and Elite 8, but in the Final Four game, he had 11 of the team's first 14 points. He had 20-plus. He came up huge for that team. You've got very good team rebounding as well. I think that this is the best front line, as I was alluding to with Tristan Freeman, that UConn has seen in the NCAA tournament. It's Keshawn Johnson, Jaden Ladie, Nathan Menza. They all give you between 5 and 5.9 rebounds per game, and Menza's legitimately one of the best low post defenders in all of college basketball. Now, you could use someone like an Adam Seiko, who shoots about 46% from three with 6 points per game to get going. He had as many points as myself in the Final Four, but Micah Parrish, he's shooting 36% from three. He's able to give you 7.5 points per game. Lamont Butler, he came up with the big shot. He's able to give out 3.5 assists, steal and a half per contest. This is just a really well-rounded San Diego State team that has given up 64 points or fewer in 9 out of their last 10 games. Meanwhile, for UConn, no doubt they've got the better offense in this spot. They're a top 10 team in the country in terms of points scored on a per-possession basis. A lot of it is because Adama Sanogo does make things a go-go. Keep in mind, Adama Sanogo is actually going through Ramadan. With this being a tip time of 8:20 p.m. Central Time, sun is going to be down for quite a while. Much more nutrients in the system than he has last few rounds of the NCAA tournament. 17 points, 7.5 boards, shoots 36.5% from three. And each of your top four scorers for UConn, they all shoot at least 36.5% from three-point range. Alex Caravan goes under the radar with his 9.5 points per game. UConn also does a relatively solid job of being able to guard the arc as well. Opponents overall this year have shot 29.8% from three-point range against them, but they do allow nearly 21 free throw attempts per game because they do get a little bit over-aggressive. And I do think that that's going to be a little bit of an issue in this game. Tristan Newton, he's oftentimes very solid at the point guard spot, nearly 10 points, 4.8 assists, but he can get a little bit loose with the ball with about 2.5 turnovers per game. Now, do I think that UConn is going to be able to pull it off? Yes, I just think that San Diego State is going to be held down a little bit by their offense. I don't think that they're going to find enough of it to be able to pull off the outright win, but just with the way that San Diego State plays, with the way that they're going to be able to bother all these guys down low, as I think that they're one of the few teams in the country that can compete with this front line, with having Donovan Klingon that's able to give you right around 2 blocks per contest, Andre 3000 Jackson being able to give the team 6.5 points, 6 boards, 4.7 assists, a steal per game, doing a little bit of everything. This is one of the few teams that's able to match up with that. I think that this line has gotten a little bit out of whack based on what we've seen last when San Diego State made them a 5.5 point underdog. So getting 7.5, that is going to be by DK Nation write-up. Getting the points with San Diego State, semi-total 133.5 as well. If this holds true to the line where you've got like a 6 to 7 point game with a minute left, you know that the fouls are going to be coming. UConn is rock solid on defense, but they're also very good on offense. I do think that San Diego State is going to find a way to be able to get some buckets. They've been doing a good job of being able to execute on second chances. So semi-total 133.5 going over, and my write-up, that is going to be taking the points from San Diego State, and that will wrap things up for the Monday edition of Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. A big thanks to Tristan Freeman of Boston Brackets for joining me in the last segment, and if you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, media, what have you, for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @JNN_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, the media does not matter. As per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way, that's fine, an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Even though it is the last game of the season happening on Monday, I'll still be with you guys throughout, looking at the transfer portal, looking at coaching moves, and getting set for what is hopefully the most profitable year ever in the 2023-24 season. We always want the next year to be more profitable than the last. That is always the boilerplate of this podcast, but that said, hopefully I've been able to make you guys a little bit of money here throughout this season, and I'll be with you guys all 365 days this year, so I'll be with you guys once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.